What's the vision for it? What is planned?
Well, we will have games set up in the activity room here at the community center on Tuesdays and Friday nights from 6:30 to 8:30. And it's just another way to be able to provide some indoor, warm family get-together space. Parents and children can come in and look at the games and pick one or two to play and just to hang out and have a good time inside where it's safe and warm and no slipping on the ice.
It's going to be board games?
It's board games. Yeah, we do have quite a selection that the staff have brought in and donated to the cause.
Okay, and open to all ages?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Open to everybody.
Anything else to know about it? Are there any restrictions or rules or anything like that? Or
no restrictions. Just bring your membership card. Of course, there are, you know, different memberships for people that work at various places in town that are free. Kids are free. So if you don't work at one of those establishments that offers you a membership, then just grab a membership and come in. It's a $5 drop-in fee. Or we have our other 24 punch pass or the annual membership that you could use as well. So just come in, scan your card, and head to the activity room for some fun.
And is this a year-round thing or just during the colder months?
Oh, it can be a year-round thing if we find that, you know, that there's a decline in it. You know, once summer comes around and everybody's more out and about, then we may let it drop. But it'd be nice to pick up and at least have during the winter times.
Is it generally just supervised by staff or volunteers helping out at all or anything like that? Or
staff will go in and get the room set up with some chairs and some tables. But we will walk away and just let families kind of have at it, do what they want to do. And all the games are inventoried and all the parts and pieces, so it'll make it easier for parents to make sure that all the parts get back into the games. And we'll go through an inventory and once in a while as well. But so we'll go in and set up the room, and people can just kind of come in and go as they please and enjoy some time.
Okay, sounds fun. Anything else to know about it?
We do have some solitaire games that are in there and available. So if there's a single parent and you want to work with your kid, we have some brain-building games that we've gotten. And so it's solitaire games. If you just want to come in, get out of the house. We all get so cooped up and have cabin fever. So if it's just an individual and you just want to come in and have a change of pace and change of scenery, come on in and play some solitaire games. We do have decks of cards, but we also have things like Scrabble and Monopoly and Uno and apples to apples and things like that. So we've got quite a collection going. If people would like to donate full games, meaning they've got all the parts and pieces, they're more than welcome to bring them in and drop them off. And we can get them out into circulation. And if you want to bring some snacks, more than welcome to bring in some snacks on your own. Just clean up the mess and, just come in.
Okay, any chess or checkers?
We are working on some chess and checkers. Michael is looking into getting some of those games as well. So if anybody has some and they'd like to bring some in, please do so.